Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The World Health Organization has, for the first time ever, just released its guidance for the maximum amount of screen time children under 5 should get. And it's probably a lot lower than you might think. As AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma explains, for certain ages, you should cut out screen time altogether.
WHO says children under 1 should not have any screen time, while those under 5 should not spend more than 1 hour watching screens every day, with less definitely better. One pediatrics and child health expert highlights strong evidence to support the setting of screen time limits and that individual assessment is paramount. The guidelines are somewhat similar to advice from the American Academy of Pediatrics. That group recommends children younger than 18 months should avoid screens other than video chats, and parents of young children should choose high-quality programming.
In other words, the less screen time, the better. But even still, in our hyper-digital world, you can't help but wonder if eliminating screens altogether puts your kid at a developmental disadvantage. It's not like screens are going anywhere anytime soon, so shouldn't children be trained in using something that is such a vital part of modern life? Not so fast, says Gene Rogers of the Campaign for a Commercial-Free Childhood. In fact, Rogers encourages any parent to try going entirely screen-free.
I say go for it. If you would like to try that, there's screenfreeparenting.org, which is one of our members, and there certainly is that option. It's not easy, but if you choose to do that, especially in the very early years, you'll definitely see rewards. And I think for the adults, think about when we were introduced to it. Most of us were introduced to it when we were older children, not younger children. Those ages of development can't be gotten back. They can't be retrieved. So it never hurts to wait.
For full interviews and all the 106.3 WORD cover stories, visit our website, 106.3WORD.com. I'm Evan Smith, 106.3WORD.com News.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.